they've been awarded, well, I've been awarded personally the Naval Medal of Merit from the Armada Española, which is the modern Spanish Navy. It sort of acknowledges the work of the last 14 years of Spanish Armada Ireland in remembering the fallen of 1588, the antecedents of the modern Armada. So I was delighted to accept it on behalf of Spanish Armada Ireland, and in particular our hard-working committee of 12 who have been working tirelessly for the last 12 years. So it's very prestigious. The when the commendation came out on a list of recipients, I was the only lay person, if you like. The majority of them were military or naval people who were receiving this order. So it really is a unique and very prestigious honour.
And it sounds like the way you were saying there is, you accepted it, it's your award, but it's on behalf of so many other people. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. The work of Spanish Armada of Ireland is just taken up from previous committees that were responsible for wonderful work, like the Armada Monument at Strigia that overlooks the beach, the laying out of the Tuqueller Trail. So really, we're just following on in the footsteps of people who did marvellous work in the past.
And when did you first hear about the award that was coming your way?
Well, we had a visit. During September, we get a visit from a lot of high-ranking officers of the modern Armada. And Admiral Torres told me that there might be something in the New Year honours for GADA. So we had an inkling that something was happening. And the list came out in late February. So I was sent the list with my name on it. And then it was down to whenever it suited the ambassador and the naval attaché from London to actually pass over the medal, if you like, or pin the medal to my proud chest.
And because you're very proud about this, and it's coming through as well, I'm getting the feeling you're just happy even to get more publicity about the Sligo link to the Spanish Armada. Is that correct?
Well, David, the number of people of Spanish origin, people coming from Spain every year for remembering the Armada in September, the numbers are increasing every year. The fact that the Navy send a ship every year to join with us in the commemoration is a wonderful acknowledgement of the work that of all the people of the Northwest in remembering the Spanish fallen of 1588. So it really is that, along with the plaque of St. Isabel the Catholic, which was awarded to Grange and Armada Development Association back in 2014, is sort of another acknowledgement of the work that's been done. And both those awards are commissioned by the current King, Philip VI, which is interesting when you consider that the whole Armada was sent out by Philip II. So there's a great connection there. And of course, this was a very important time in Irish history as well. You know, with the breakdown of the old Gaelic system and the imposition of Tudor hegemony. So, it was a very important time in both Spanish and Irish history.
And then,
if you want to find out more about it, David, we have a wonderful Armada Visitor Centre in the old courthouse in Grange, which is open from 2 to 6 weekends and bank holidays.
And just a final note on yourself as well, because you spoke about the medal getting placed on your proud chest, and you've been very vocal about saying how this is, you know, you were doing it on behalf of other people. It's a lot of other people involved here. But it must have been nice for yourself, just on a personal level. I don't know if you saw it as acknowledgement for all the work you've put in, or how did you see it in that moment when you were getting the medal?
Well, you know, you feel very humble when you realise that the work goes on, and it's the work of not just the 12 committee members that are the current committee, but also those people in the past. And also the whole of the village of Grange comes out for remembering the Armada every September. So, yes, and I'm humbled by virtue of the fact that I'm the person receiving the award, but I'm receiving it on behalf of all that has happened in commemorating the Armada 1588 and the tragedy of 1,100 men dying on our beach. And in fact, our commemoration in September is very much built around the commemoration of that tragedy.